Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday I talked briefly about water witching and the use of the black box and why, as God's children, we need to abstain from those practices. Today I would like to speak to you about another area that affects all of us, and that is our health. Now, before you hang up thinking, I'm really not interested in a lesson on health today, I want to remind you that the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 10 that we are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I believe that in all of life we need to be prudent and to seek to do what is right in the light of God's Word, and the area of our health is no exception. You know, we in America are very blessed. We have doctors, dentists, and specialists of many kinds to be able to help us treat our ailments. While some doctors may not be as competent as others, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater and stay away from a medical doctor when we need one. I also know that there are things we can do at home to help ourselves get well. But I say, let's be balanced in these things and not put a Band-Aid on a broken leg and expect it to heal properly. And I speak to you with the voice of experience. Some years ago, my wife was experiencing some really difficult health issues with a hormone imbalance. And in our journey of finding help through that situation, we encountered a number of homeopathic remedies. Through that journey, I did some research on homeopathic medicine, and I was astounded at what I learned. What I'm sharing with you is no secret. You can find this information yourself, as it is public knowledge. The whole premise of how homeopathic medicine works is absolutely contrary to factual science. It is based on the premise that the more a substance is diluted, the more potent it becomes. Let me repeat that. It is based on the premise that the more a substance is diluted, the more potent it becomes. Now, think about that with me. Let's think about that statement. If you added 1 teaspoon of salt to an 8-ounce cup of water and stirred it up, and then took a drink of it, would you be able to taste the salt in the water? Of course you would. Now, suppose you dilute that same mixture, add a quart of water to it, to that 8-ounce cup. Will that make the mixture more salty? Well, of course not. Now, add to that a 55-gallon barrel of water to that same mixture. Will that make the mixture saltier yet? Well, of course not. In fact, you would not be able to even tell that 1 teaspoon of salt was in the mixture because it's been diluted so much. We know that not only because of common sense, but it's also a fact of science that the more you dilute a substance, the weaker it becomes. Do you see the foolishness and the lie of the homeopathic remedies? The more you dilute a substance, the weaker it becomes. But homeopathic medicine says the opposite. They say if you dilute something 10,000 times, it is more potent than the same substance diluted only 10 times. But I ask you, do homeopathic remedies work? Do people get help from them? Well, does water witching work? Do black boxes work? So if some 100x homeopathic medicine works, it must be okay, right? Well, if water witching works, it must be okay, right? Are you getting the connection? I know that for some of you listening to me today, you may really find it hard to accept and believe what I'm sharing with you. But I only ask that before you write off what I'm telling you as nonsense, that you do thorough research yourself with an open mind to accept truth in this very important matter. It affects a lot of people, and it is growing. Right along with homeopathic medicine is the practice of muscle testing to determine what herbs or vitamins you need for your ailments. Again, I plead with you to look at these things, that what I'm showing you to you, look at it from a factual standpoint. Just because your Aunt Sadie's Jonas got help from what was ailing him through muscle testing does not make it right. There's not a single thread of factual science in muscle testing at all. Yes, it does work sometimes, but it is absolute foolishness, and its powers are definitely not from the Spirit of God. My wife and I experienced that firsthand. Time would not permit me to share on one of these daily inspirations our testimony of the journey that my wife and I went through in how we encountered manifestations of evil spirits in our house as a direct result of using some of these methods of healing. We praise God for His loving kindness to us in leading us to a place of understanding and discernment in these things and delivering us from the evil spirits we encountered. Believe me, it was not a pleasant experience. As I said yesterday, when we use these kinds of methods of assisting us in various areas of life's journey, we open up ourselves to all kinds of spiritual problems. I also realize that many people get sucked up into these things and don't realize the dangers of it. But again, I say, we must be prudent about these matters in life. We dare not just shrug our shoulders and say, well, I don't know, and keep going blindly on. That's disaster waiting to happen. There are other methods of alternative medicine that I have researched as well. However, I do not have time to talk about all those different practices. I suggest that you read for yourself material that's available for anyone to read and learn for yourself the very things that I'm telling you. One book I do recommend is entitled New Age Medicine. I don't remember who the author is, but I highly recommend it to you. Again, the title is New Age Medicine. It will help you to give you a balanced, factual perspective of a lot of these practices. Some of the other practices are reflexology, iridology, acupuncture, and more. But again, you need to be as the Bereans were in the Bible and see these things for yourself. God bless you. God be with you and bless you as you seek His way, His will, and His direction in all areas of your life, and specifically in relation to your health. Have a blessed day.